Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
There you go. And we are talking about that now. I've seen some messages, man. I've seen some messages, and I'm going to read these right now. These messages, I've seen them and what they are about, and I'm happy about that. Send more, 082-657-2729, and let's hear what you make of this. Now, Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. Thabo says, greetings, children of the Most High, Isaiah 6 verse 1. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. I'm reading what he wrote. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And says, may the Lord help us minister to allow the train of Yeshua robe to fill the temple. I get what you're trying to say, and I'm happy. I'm happy. Thank you so much, Thabo Mofokeng. I really appreciate that. And then, Princess of Jesus says, Madu Memuruti, Resale Ril, oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Madu Memuruti, Resale Ril, Lumele Tabaruti, Ere Haba Jasi, Ve, Kahui Kuta. Ha ba tlhagelela mo pepeneneng ha re ba ntse mo pulpiting ba bale Psalms 51 Ephesians 4 verse 26 to chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 ba sugiwe ke Holy Spirit Holy Spirit ba suge that is what I hope I read it well, princess. I hope I read it well. I tried my best there. And, of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. True ministers and their role. What is their role? Do they understand their role today?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Okay, the WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you also. They have a call upon their lives to teach the word. Matthew 28:20, I think we touched on that. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded to you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. Now, the issue is, are the ministers of today teaching the flock, teaching the people to observe all things, not some things, all things that the Elohim has commanded, or through Christ has commanded. And the Christ says, the Yahushua HaMashiach says, I shall be with you. Behold, I shall be with you up to the end of the... means I will support you throughout, up to the end of the world. Looks like we are not even going to the end of the world. We are building empires and erecting thrones for ourselves, and to a greater deal and extent, we basically are not teaching all the things that Christ taught for people to observe. We have become selective observers in a way. Prof?
Thank you, my brother. Selective observers, selective teachers, selective hearers. Mm. So this is all of the above. That's an unfortunate one. And what makes us to do that, failing in our role, is that there are things that we are protecting from within or from ourselves. Mm. Things that we don't want to detach from. And the Lord says, teach them to observe all things. So I teach that which will only allow me to do what I want to do. Whatever rebuke that is coming from the word, I'm not going to teach. You know, so this is what we are observing coming worldwide. And what is being said in 1 Timothy 5, verse 20 and 24, just to support the scripture that you have read in Matthew 28, 20, it says, those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. The question again, are we doing this? Or are we doing our own things? Are we doing those things that will satisfy me? And God says we need to be able to rebuke. We need to be able to teach. We need to be able to do everything that the Word of God says, so that even those who are watching who have not fallen into that temptation may also fear. But because there are people in church who are offering more than others, I won't be able to preach that message in the congregation. I won't be able to rebuke them because next week they're not coming, because they will not be offering as they used to offer. We therefore select even the message of God. So these are the things that happen because of self-centeredness, of our own desires. We want to satisfy our own stomachs. God has charged us before the Lord God Almighty that we must do His word, but we are not doing it. And we are not even rebuking those who are in positions who are not doing what God wants them to do. 1 Peter 5, starting from verse 2, it says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. What is driving most ministers these days is personal gain, dishonest gain, eager to benefit from the flock. Whereas God says, shepherd the flock of God that is under your care. So it means the role of the minister is to ensure that the flock of God is well fed, the flock of God is protected, the flock of God is watched over. And God is expecting each and every minister to do that, but not to gain dishonestly from them, not to take from them unlawfully, not devouring the flock. And verse 3 says, not lording it over those entrusted to you. So we become commanders over the flock, which is outside of the will of God. We become the bosses of the people of God. Whereas God has entrusted us with His word, that you may deliver the word of the Most High, that you may guide, that you may bring light, that you may preach the word, that you may be prepared in season and out of season, that you may correct, you may rebuke. This is what is expected from the minister, according to 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. We need to correct, you need to rebuke, you need to encourage with great patience and careful instruction. There is no more patience because the way in which other believers are responding is not in line with what we want. At the end of the day, we get upset. We don't love the flock of God as Christ loved the flock. We don't do, we don't deliver what we have to deliver as the Messiah would have done. And God wants us to do His work with patience, with careful instruction. These days, we speak our minds, not we don't speak the mind of God. We speak what we desire. We don't speak the word of God. We speak what we want to see, what not what the word of God instructs us to speak. Whereas God says, every minister must preach the word, must be prepared to do the will of God, must make sure that the people of God are in light. We must make sure that we do the will of God, but we are unable to do that because we are filled with self. We are filled with who we are, with what we want to see benefiting us as the ministers, and we have gone away from the sending of the Lord Almighty.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, we have a voice note here. Because it's 9 minutes long, I will divide it into three from Maureen. Greetings to you, Sister Maureen. Welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, my brother. Greetings to you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, put one. Hey. Yes, I'm going to call you in your lap. Hey. Hey, put one.
Okay.
Naliculo engilethayo.
Oh, Nkosi.
You know, I've been trying to WhatsApp ngale phone yami le ngina ma data, but here is the phone enginayo.
Yeah.
But ngizocula iculo elithi bathi.
Awu.
Somlandela, aw somlandela uJesu. Awusomlandeli yonke indawo. Awusomlandela, awusomlandeli uJesu. Awulapho eyakhona somlandeli. Awusomlandela. Somlandela, yonke indawo. Awusomlandela, awusomlandela uJesu lapho. Eyakhona somlande, awu mina ngiyathanda, ngiyathanda ukumlandela uJesu. Ngiyathanda, ngiyathanda ukuhamba naye. Ngiyathanda ukumlandela uJesu lapho eyakhona somlandeli. Awusomlandeli, awusomlandeli. Somlandela, somlandeli. Awuculani nami mani, somlandeli. Buti re masiculeni yonke indawo. Somlandela, somlandeli. Somlandela, somlandeli. UJesu lapho eyakhona somlandeli.
Now I'm trying to sing with you, but you move from one key to another and from one key to another. So ngihlala ngilahlekile njalo mawuqula mama. That's why I give you your space, yabona. Uqula ube satisfied. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. We are talking about the roles of ministers. And nothing will take us away from this topic. The roles of ministers. What the roles of ministers are about. And today, do we still understand?
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained. We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And of course, let me bring this to you also, Mayahi. When we look into the very notion, and I want to go to the mission. They have a mission. Their duty is also to be in the mission of Christ. And Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 6 says, "But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand." I'll bring this to you, Mayahi. Think about it. I'm taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, how are you, Pastor?
Hey, how are you? Dumi?
I'm fine. It's me, Dipsani, Pastor.
Yeah, kunjani, Dumi?
Yes, I feel I'm good.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome.
Oh, 45 years. I'm glad it's the best day. Thank you. Thank you for the puka. Hey, Mungo, Mama. I mean, I've been recorded.
Now, we lost him. We lost him. I don't know what's happening. We lost him. Tumsani, call again, man. Call again. Ngane Matsimela is laughing at me, and Ngane Matsimela says, "Kula nami rei." Ngane Matsimela, ngane marunga ngenza kanje muni athi cula nami rei. This message types country that supported. Okay, aw ngane madoda, aw ngane, hayi ngukuthembi kangaka vele wangichitha kanje. Nevertheless, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Now, here's their mission. To blow the trumpet when danger comes. If they don't and people die in their sin, the blood is required from them. Are these watchmen, these ministers, are they taking this quite seriously, Mayaki?
Marie, I say maybe have I understand the role of what a watchman is. Because a watchman requires a security guard. Osala ashe bilibisi kwater atfakometi kore koska ha mahuja statuba. So, which would be kore ha abona kona lususus etahalan. Kota be atshere radio akona kubita backup kore e. But now it seems like Habairiano and Ava now is willing to say Retonity Harry Mua, Retonity Molita, Kakere Hakimutu Len Mutiling and the Honalili Fuku Lili Chang, Len Kala or Len Kalemon. And then Abulelo wa ruiwa. Hake atompolela because nakonya kere kumeke nake ntang collecting musical curriculum.
Yeah.
Why one? Or Kotar Kelaka Pite, for Lena, as whoever Kavangali Pinmutin, who will to Saka Saha. They need to be able to call to order, because if they don't do that, then it means the blood is, my blood is in their hands. But then, how about you never? So they become also a conduit for allow him to be able to speak with them, but we have to also read to her. It's one thing in the Baruti Baniki. It's an old man, Ari, allow him to but Abatahui. Or false statements or intentions that wants to lead people astray. Because Rabangera used to include the so which means can really allow him send you to Ulemurutu Huru. It can't be. So the things that we're looking at, their visions are not false. They are not diviners. They're not liars. They speak the truth, basically. So they are the representation. They are the ambassadors of the truth, because light, truth is light. The word of Abba is light. The word of Abba is the truth. So anything contrary, anything opposite, it means it is of the adversary, and the adversary being that, meaning Satan. So you return to the corner, Harbala Lequalo, Habari Rita, but Santa Rita Mulukolo. So that little Narconeco Bona retweet and Reconeco Bona, oh, okay, example, Cabone, to anything Yan, little Nerona, Harba Wana Batomotile, to Honorate MR, according to scripture. Because you are saying this, but you are doing that. So, quite the opposite. So, Zephaniah chapter number 3, the last 3:13 says, the remnant of Yasharal shall do no unrighteousness, and speaking no falsehood, nor is a tongue of deceit found in their mouth. For they shall feed the flock and lie down with none to frighten them. So their role and responsibility is quite big, is quite huge. Mwelungore, kibone basireleti, kibone babatsanetin barituse, who also kore rapella, kore kopella, they also teach us everything. Ekhokahala mulisiting repentance, sila esyaning yahu samaya luhu oba mela melaya aba. Haba ritayalo, it means then liruna rehola ritsuhuri. How is it to be a good shepherd? Then reko graduate liruna kasasibelini, because we are a candle that is now being lit, and now we're going to teach exactly now what we have learned, that which is good, to the others. Rena Baruti Bao, because Re'anse Muniseleng Namu to Otlaveng Ali genuine, who has the love of Allahim more than anything, who's not about himself, but most of all, he loves Allahim with his heart, with his mind, and all his being.
I hear you quite well. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Kananelo Zotezi says, listening attentively, great show, Pastor Ray. Saying, listening attentively, great show, Pastor Ray. Nane Matzimela. I want sugela straight. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the role of ministers today. Are they doing this according to the word, or hey, there has been some deviations over the years. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Listen to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, we take your calls, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. And let's listen to Pindi. Pindi, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Ian, other pastors and listeners of the pulpit.
Thank you.
And come on, Sis Pindi.
Hello, Sis Pindi.
Yeah, see, on the topic here today. Yeah, because how should the pastors, according to Timothy chapter 2 from verse 7, in everything set them an example by doing what is good in your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned. So that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you. Yes, Pastor, they must lead by example. They must lead by example. They must strive for uti babe holy. Jesus said, I am holy, you must be holy. Strive. It is not easy. But you choose who to get it. Uguba ngwele, uguba na ye ungwele. Uguhamba gashle. Uguenzi jengi nkala nkala. Uguti mewe chuhawonu uhamba ganjani. Masik pege wena, sibo nina uhambo lwako. Pese nabalandeli bayakhona ukulandela.
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor. Uyangibusisa Maureen. Yeah. Yeah. Every day mengingena, I know that kuthi at least for the day. Yeah. Ngizo. I'll laugh and listen. Ngoba ngithini uphi ukuhlabelela. Yeah, now Pastor Ibefune kuqule naye, cula naye Pastor Desiabo. Hayi,
ngeke. Never. I'm here to talk, not to sing. So laba baculayo bazaziculela ngoba bafuna ukucula and they are free to do that. But they can't force anyone to sing. So niyangisukela namhlanje, yazingenelele. Pindi, thank you so much. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Talk to us about the role of ministers.
Sibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Lesego says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Pastors are living double lives. They become pastors when it's time for them to benefit or judge people. The problem is that the pastors are too focused on titles and statuses. And if you don't give them the satisfactory of what they want, they say you are possessed. Yeah? Lesego. kanti nikhonza phi na? Ha. And they say you're possessed because you don't satisfy their criteria, what they want. Hey, bana. Bole so must be abusive or straight. Awa. I write into it now. Wayne, thank you so much there. And Wayne, hey, Mayachi, thank you. Says, greetings, Acts chapter 28, verses 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Hashatan to Elohim, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified by faith in HaMashiach. To execute judgment. I know this may sound a bit wrong, but Yahusha said, judge righteously. Shalom, shalom. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Budwami, I'm really sharing God's faith to Jesus Christ to my brother.
Kunjani.
That's really the Brother Ray.
I was like,
Professor Buison is no Brother Baruki. Brother, what is the true role of ministers? Is a question mark. The topic mina ikabanguti kulu manati esisindi siwe aya bafundi sikuphela, Brother Ray. Masazi ukuthi ibandla lika Jesu Christ. Because Jesus loves his church. Yeah, the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
About who you find about Shumayel Evangeli, I am Lomunji. Pepper Baba Angel in good God Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, who will be a peaceful? Born about the sea, said Brother Ray.
Yeah,
yeah. Mobi Jesus Christ, what happened in many occasions about Fungi back in now?
Yeah.
They don't understand the mental lento what the shit in daughter and cooling cool battery. Yeah. Abahold in a band like Kufanele, Wonko Muntu Abahold in Mabakuze. Guna the call is ever reason, Bakuze, Gushabana or racial snaps battery. Bangari, a man hypocrisy, Abazinsis.
Yeah.
Nebanja kufanele li kulegele la baholi. Ngoba nabo bangabantu benyama negazi.
Yeah.
Ngoba omubi usathane uhlasela ufuna ukuwisa baholi. Kufanele futhi ibandla to welcome everyone.
Yeah.
Not judging. Nabaholi nabo bakwenze lokho caring for the grieving widows and welcoming the worst sinners. Not judging them. Ministers must add value and a courage. Lapa Luke 5, verse 30 to 32. Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, by the way, but sinners to repentance. Nabaholi nabo, fanele bayithathe le mzekelo wa Jesus Christ. Instead, they must preach the good news. Time is the most important factor. Udlala kwethu lo wena. Noma si lento si lento sazi ukuthi lokhu kuphile lesikhathi igold. Singabi delay abanye abantu ngezinto ezingalengqondo. So sazi ukuthi 40 sibheke ukuthi uBrazil 9-10-2 lapho manje useyahamba not mina ngizokhola nge-topic ende ngaka nezizinto uthole ukuthi some frustrated uBrazil. That is not right, my brother.
Absolutely.
Bheke isikhathi. 22 siyazi ukuthi manje sele not uhlale last minute ufuna ukuthi yonke into ozoyikhuluma ilalele kanti manje uyabona ukuthi ubrazil yakhohlwa naye ukuthi akhulume ukuthi next week kuzabe i-topic yini ngoba umfrustrated. What is trying to squeeze everyone. Abanye baziyelale, abanye baziyelale. Masihlale ku-topic, brother, sibadala. Ngiyabonga, my brother, ajaji muntu to God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my brother. May the Father be glorified.
Blessing to you, my blessing to you and your family, my brother. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Same to you and your family. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note. And let's hear what you say on this matter.
Are you ready to make yourself a more compelling candidate for any career? Take ownership of your future. Enroll in the I Am Youth e-learning program today for only 100 rand a year. From leadership programs, computer skills, soft skills such as customer service, sales and stress management, or learn how to construct a CV, basic to advanced Microsoft Word, Outlook and Excel skills. You can even practice your K53 learner's license. We have entrepreneurship courses for all business types. Get all these courses and more for only 100 rand a year. That's right, only 100 rand a year gives you full access to all the bouquet of courses. Simply visit imyouth.co.za and click on the I Am Learning tab to register today. I Am Learning with I Am Youth.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Okay, Pindi says Titus chapter 2 verses 7 to 8. That is where she was basing her argument. So, Bona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey, Tumi, uyong lahlekela njalo ndoda. Kunjani?
Hey, ngiyaphila. Hey, ngiyaxolisa ngale ndaba, yabonga.
Mm.
Kodwa ke ngibona uNkulunkulu ukuthi sengivukile, yabonga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, phela ngiye ngezwa manje ngoba ngike ngaphuma mpwethu.
Mm. Mm.
Manje mangifika ukukhuluma babo uVilakazi yabo.
Yeah.
uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma yabona izinto izinto ngifuna ukusummarize ngilapha yabo. Ngibonge na kumama ubuyi yabo.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Ngibonge ku mayakhi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Hayi, kuya pasa bewe yazi angithi ngisembongile ngiyabonga kuwe ngiyaphaphatha mntomdala.
Mayibonga inkosi, sidumisa yena, we give him the glory all the time. We give uNkulunkulu udumo lwakhe, siyamdumisa ngaso sonke isikhathi.
UJehova ovelana nguyahle.
Nayo ke indaba.
Nayo ke indaba.
Mhm.
Iqale ngaye ke vele uyawe pasa re. Oya na ufama ganna nje fasele oya
mhm
inentwana yami kancane la ikhalisi
akunankinga bro
manje nalo sale isikolo matral
mhm
uJesu mase kavukile
yeah
uthola ukuthi uPeter useze wabona ukuthi hayi it's much better I go back fishing.
Mm.
And Peter went fishing. And the other disciples joined him. Obviously, that was economy.
Mm.
Because Jesus was no longer there.
Mm.
You see, when they were walking Jesus, they had offering, they ate, invited, it is now Jesus no longer there. So he went fishing because so Jesus goes to meet them. This is in the book of John.
Mm.
Yeah. Meet them at the where they are now doing their natural own thing.
Mm.
Yeah. And living according to the flesh now.
Yeah.
Mm. Because when you move with Jesus, you're no longer necessarily living according to the flesh, even though you're going to eat.
Mm.
Even though you want to do all things. So me, I call that common factor, you know. Jesus and the world eat together. But before we go there, my brother, please. So Jesus asked Peter finally to sum up the story and say, do you love me?
Mm.
And Peter just say, oh, well, my Lord, I love you. You know Peter, there's this guy. I call him my Peter. So you say, I love you. And then Jesus says, feed my flocks. You understand this enemy's frustrated. The dynamics is that Jesus is God. What they were doing then when they were living that life, Jesus is saying, none of us came to this life. Go there and flock. Now, himself used to be a flock, so he was like, now I'm going to feed the flocks. You see, this is a parable throughout the New Testament. It's still there, Pastor Reyes. Well, Pastor Reyes, I'll come back then, if God willing.
I'm thinking too.
All right.
Hey, Tada. At least I gave it to me ample time. Nah, I gave it to me ample time to speak. All right, send us your WhatsApp. And All right, we take your calls. Get give us chat, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's time for Table Talk, Fridays 9 to 11 a.m. with Mark Penrith on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Okay, let's talk to Babongane. Sawubona.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Pastor Parukia, and also Professor Mbedzi and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The topic of today, the role for ministers. A true minister's job is to preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. I charge you therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead as his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. A minister of God should not preach for the sake of numbers or receive praise from the people or to make money or whatever. Preach the gospel, period. Kumele sishumayele ivangeli vo. Singakhulumike indaba zethu, sixoxe inganekwane ke ku pulpit. Futhi ke sihlaseleke nabanye abantu ke epulpit, kodwa sishumayele indaba ezinhle, indaba ke ezimnandi ke ezika Christu. Matthew chapter 10 verse 11 to 15. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy and stay there till you go out. 12. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. 14. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. 15. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Ministers are called out to watch over the flock, to feed it, guard it, to help it, to lead it. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourself, to yourselves, and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit had made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Minister is one who saves, waits on, or attend another, like Jesus did. He washed the feet of the of his disciples. Waba washage wakezage inyawo zabefundi bakhe uJesu. kodwa ke namhlanje inceku zifuna ukuyenzelwa kunokuthi kube yizona ezenzela ke amahamente. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 5, the food of his table, the sitting of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers, and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord. There was no spirit in her. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Minister's duty is to take care of spiritual problem first. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 to 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Senze okuhle kubo bonke abantu, kakhulukazi kulabo ke abasokholweni abakholwayo abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusisaneze kahle egameni kaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Amen.
Amen. Babongane.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg, and also she is a pastor. She is an apostle, and she teaches also students who are doing it, MBA. Oh, yeah. She does quite a lot of things. And then if you really want to see her in action, please, on the 9th of next month, we are featuring her at Ekangala. You would see her there in action. She doesn't pretend. She's not fake, as you heard some people, someone say. Nevertheless, now, when we look into the true notion of a leader and a minister and their roles, we really have to look into how the word of the Father describes this person, you know? Kolile, thank you for the WhatsApp. Kolile says, Pastor Ray, greetings. The role of the ministers, according to the book of 1 Peter 4:11, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very ways of God. If anyone says, he should do it with the strength of God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Christ Jesus. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Kumele silale sizwe senze ngezimfundiso ngoba siyafundiswa njalo. Xolile Mavimbela. Ngiyabonga. Xolile Mavimbela there. Thank you so much for that. Keep sending them. We can still take two or more. We left it 10 minutes. We can still take two or more of your voice notes or of your WhatsApp text or even a call. All right. Now, let me bring this to you, Professor, even as we go to the closing comments. When we look into the mission of ministers, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, to the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life, and who is sufficient for these things? We should be sufficient for these things. We should be one way. We are for Christ, and when the world and everything that opposes should see us as being for Christ, we can be chameleons in this case. Professor, finally.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the word that you just quoted. We are the aroma of Christ. This is very, very important. An aroma represents something. An aroma is an indication of what was there before. So we are being taught that our role is to represent him. So if we represent him, we are not going to do our will. We are going to speak as he speaks. We are going to do as he does. We are going to encourage the people of God the way he wants them to be encouraged. So I'm quickly reminded of the story of Moses. If you remember Moses in the book of Numbers, where God had instructed Moses and Aaron that they must hit the rock once, or they must speak to the rock. They were not even supposed to hit the rock. They were supposed to speak to the rock. And what Moses did was to do his will, being controlled by anger, being controlled by emotions. And by so doing, he misrepresented God. The role of a minister is to represent God, be that aroma, be a representative of that liquid. So in this case, we are being told as the people of God who are set before the people of God to minister, we need to represent him truly, failing which gives who we are. We then minister our own will, our desires, our angers, and everything like that that does not glorify the Most High. So we are supposed to do that. And another 2 points that I want to bring forth as the role of the ministers is that ministers need to continually pray for the flock. We started by saying the duty is to make sure that we shepherd the flock. So one of the roles is to pray for them, making requests for them with joy. That's what the word says in the book of Philippians chapter 1, starting from verse 4 to 8. We pray for them, making requests for them with joy, encouraging them to keep the positive mindset. So in other words, we continually have to speak faith. We need to ensure that the people of God do not get discouraged while they are in the house of God. Others end up leaving the house of God for other alternatives because they did not get the word of God that is going to encourage them inside the house of God. So our role is to ensure that we speak the word that will encourage them, teach them to live by faith, not by things that are changeable, so that even if those things that are changeable that they desire do not come at the right time, they continue holding on to faith. It is the duty of a minister to teach the word, to preach the word in season and in out of season, ensuring that God is represented fully and truly for who he is. Even when we go through rough times, God remains God. Even when things don't go our own way, God remains the true God, whom we must always represent and worship in every season.
Mm, absolutely there. Koto B. Mev, Koto Mavimbela, says, greetings, Pastor Ray and your guests. Hallelujah. We learn that the goal and purpose of ministry is to build up the body of Christ, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. To God be the glory. Koto Mavimbela. Thank you so much, Koto, for that. And, Mayachi, finally, let me go back to Ezekiel. Okay, sorry. Let me go back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. We are supposed, if we are ministers, we're supposed to be watching over the souls, not our pockets, and stripping them off what is inside their pockets. Mwari.
No, absolutely true. They are supposed to do that with our souls, to keep watch over our souls as those who give account. And Gerata, because also it says, let them do that with joy and not with grief.
Yes.
It's something that they need to know where they are to give a service. And that service is to Abaya. You know, Khabare letse save Abaya, kapele putulukhile ni, Khabare because of khonale chelete, then that is why they have to do it. But this is a calling that is in me. And also, we should mean Psalm 127, if Abayahawa did not build the house, then the laborers have labored in vain. So which means their house has been built by Abba. So in all that they do, that is why they're able to do things with joy and not with grief. Also, looking quickly in the scriptures, John chapter number 14, it says, "He who possesses my commands and guards them is he who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and manifest myself and to him." So, banally, they have the love, la Abba, and everything that they do is in line with Abba. We spoke of repentance, where they have gone wrong, they are able to admit and even correct themselves, khurba wrong, and also allow to be corrected, as well as they go also and intercede for Puteko. Also, 23, continuing, if anyone loves me, he shall guard my word, and my Father shall love him, and we shall come to him and make our stay with him. Mm. So you see, these are the qualities that we can say, because he has guarded the word. It is something that we've been saying, to say they walk in obedience to the word. And by so doing, then he says, they shall come and dwell in them. So the pastor or the minister, retadibona, because together. Now, from that. Aman.
Aman. And as I said, next week we are going to be touching on an issue of elders. What are elders even all about? And the elders in the church, which is the body of Yahuwah Elohim through Yahusha HaMashiach. Godfrey, finally, let's hear what you say, my sir.
Good evening. Just like a DJ in the world who organizes a venue, bring the biggest sound and the music and entertain the patrons, the revelers, that of the world. He does it joyfully, happily, well organized, well clean, well prepared, dancing and enjoying and entertaining. That's what we're supposed to do, the priests do, the pastors, the teachers, the ministers. They should be the one leading from the front, dancing for the Most High, showing us the way, reading scriptures, enjoying, entertaining, showing people how good heaven is, how good the Messiah is. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. And Professor, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time you always make. It means a lot to me.
Thank you so much, my brother. Also, thank you for the opportunity. A special blessing to your family, blessing to the family of Brother Baruch. Special blessing to our family in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Pass our regards to Kusfanele and tell her that, hey, I miss the singing, man.
The one who says,
"Is Ray a boy or a girl?" Oh, he's a boy. He's a boy, so I can't be a boy because I'm a boy. No, thank you so much, Prof. We really appreciate.
Thank you, my brother.
My Achi, we really appreciate. I say Tuda, and pass my regards also to the family, man.
To the Rabat, to you and to your family, to the Rabat, to Pastor Bui and Professor Bui and family, and also to the family of Radio Pulpit. Until we meet again, may Abba Yahawah keep us all blessed, and may he make his face to shine upon us all until we meet again next week. Halala.
Halala. And of course, we are grateful. Thank you so much for the calls, the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, his son, he continues to keep us in his salvation. And by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into truth and we are grateful even tonight. We give him all the glory. Thank you so much. Until we talk again tomorrow, you and I are talking again tomorrow. Tuda! Raba.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangapha ya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.